The captain blinked several times and his voice shook.
I was out walking with him. It was me who found her, rolling in the surf, dead, with four shafts in her back.
Tyria shuddered.
It must have been a terrible thing for him, seeing his daughter like that.
The stone-faced captain never took his eyes from the long rapier blade as he continued.
He picked her up and held her close. Then his eyes sort of filmed over. He gave her to me and said, "Take my daughter back to the mountain." Then he screamed.
Captain Grandin drew in a deep breath.
It was a long time ago, miss, but I can still hear that scream, like some wounded mad beast. It just ripped out of the major's throat. Then I was left holding his daughter's body as he thundered off along the shore after the vermin. I raced back here and raised the alarm. An instant later, I was racing after him at the head of 100 warriors. But no beast would ever catch him. He must have run with the speed of madness driving him onward. We lost him completely, even though we searched till long after dark.
Quartle and Porton sat forward with tight clenched paws.
The filthy villains! I wish I'd jolly well been there!
Aye, but old Blood and Guts got him, didn't he, Captain Wave?
They felt silent as the Tough Hare nodded slowly.
3 days later, the Sea Raider ship drifted into the bay outside of here and ran aground. I was one of the party led by Lord Mandoro, who boarded the vessel. Her crew was a mixed bag. Rats, stoats, weasels, ferrets, even a pair of foxes. 150 of the villains. Every last one of them was dead as a doornail. Slain.
The Otter Maid interrupted.
And the Major?
Captain Grandin smiled grimly.
We found him, though at first we took him for dead too. He was covered from scut to ears in rips and gaping wounds. I was trying to pry the broken sword from what I thought was his death grasp when he opened his eyes and said to me, "This is my daughter's ship." I took it for her and called it the Purloined Petunia. Good name, don't you think? What?
The captain picked up his rapier and sheathed it.
We carried him back here. Took him 4 seasons to recover, but he did. Well, his body healed, but I fear his mind was affected forever. So there you have it, miss. Now, if you've finished eating, Lord Mandoral would like a word with you.